I slept through the alarm clock. My day is on the run. I'm not sure what I'm getting back for all the work that I have done. There's something that I've noticed. There's a sparkle in my smile. There's a diamond waiting in the rough, and it's been there all the while. I know that it's no secret to live life for today. Today is day one. This is the 15-day hormone reset, and I know that it seems like it's a long time in coming, but we've arrived. Truthfully, we've arrived. You know, that video always brings tears to my eyes. I see a lot of friends in there. It's going to ride for a minute. Yeah, this is pretty special. Pretty special to be here with all of you. And, you know, it's a big buildup. It's a lot of work to get here. A lot of work. And what's really amazing to me, what's really amazing to me is that your life's journey has brought you here. Isn't that so special? Your life's journey has brought you here, and you were meant to be here. You're ready for a reset. You're ready for a recharge. Isn't that special? That's so special. I'm just so honored to be here to support you. And I know that many of you, rightfully so, are skeptical. They're like, oh my goodness, I've done so many things. Will this work for me? I can't tell you how many times we answered that question. And the short answer is absolutely this will work for you if you show up and then you take action. Because when you show up and take action, you see results. So the reason this program is different from so many other programs, number one, because myself and my team were friggin' awesome. But that's not the real reason. The real reason is because we encourage you to choose yourself first. That's why this works. Because when you say yes to yourself, you automatically are changing the way your genes, your genetics, right, express themselves for the better. So from today forward, you're going to say yes to yourself more and more and more of the time. Yeah? Yeah? Can I get a thumbs up, a heart? Yes, more and more and more of the time. And for some reason, I'm seeing the feed of all of your comments, and it is amazing. It's so amazing. And you know, we have, I'm just going to wipe my nose. I've got tears and nose running, and I don't know, just so much emotion because this is so special. And we have a rule in this group that we love up on at least three other ladies every single day. So every comment, I want to see at least three loves, right? At least three loves. We have all been through an enormous amount of suffering. Oh, let's just breathe into that for a moment. We've all been through an enormous amount of suffering. And we need lots and lots and lots of love to pull out of it. Are you getting what I'm laying down here? Yeah, we need lots of support. So let's love on each other like more than you think that we need, right? And let's leave all the negativity behind. Yeah, I used to be so negative, right? I was very sarcastic and very irritable and negative and grumpy and you name it, that was me. But not here in this program, in this group. We are focused on what we want for ourselves. That's why I ask you to post your three health goals, right, on that sticker. So we're going to do some administrative stuff to get started, and then we're going to jump right in. And after the presentation today, we are going to share the top three Bring a Friend contest winners. Yes. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for sharing this beautiful program with other women in your life. We are so grateful for that. And we hope that it really improves your experience on this journey. Yeah. And I want to bring Rebecca on and have Rebecca say hello. Hello, Rebecca. So great to
have you. Hi, ladies. Oh, it's so amazing to be here with you again. I've already talked to a lot of you, and we're honored to be here with you. We're excited to be here with you.
Rebecca is kind of the backbone of this program. She's handed the reins off just a little bit to Lizette, who is supporting you live during these days. And so pretty incredible. So we want to give Rebecca lots and lots of love for bringing you this amazing program. So a couple of things are different this time that we haven't done before. The first thing is we are not having live episodes on the weekends or new episodes on the weekends, which is a first for us. So we want to give you time to catch up. Not everybody can be here live. So we're going to give you the weekends to catch up, to breathe, to watch whatever episodes you missed, because it is so important to watch each episode as we go. So if you can't be here live, I want you to put pound replay in the comments when you're watching the replay. And then we're going to replay the top two or restream the top two videos that we think that you need the most on the weekends. So it'll be the same time, 12 p.m. Pacific, so you can catch up on those. You can bond with some of the other ladies who are watching it live, and it'll be kind of fun. So on Saturdays and Sundays, we will be streaming 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, so that you can watch one of the episodes from the week. And let me share some details with you about how to navigate the program and this group. So first of all, we have a questions post. So on the top, I think right-hand side of the group, there's a search feature, and you can click on the little magnifying glass and search for anything. So you can search for Q and A or Q plus A and find that sticker. And Rebecca, is that also in the first guide?
Yes, and in the announcements.
Great. Okay, so it's in the guide and in the announcement, so it's all over the place. But put all your questions right there, because then others can find them, right? We can find them. And we have ladies in this group who have done the reset more than once, so they will help you too. So let's really rely on each other. This is a big group. We have over 6,000 women in this group, over 6,000 women who have registered for this program over the last year and a half. So you have a lot of support here. So make sure that you ask your questions on the question post. We have something called VIP, a VIP all access pass, which is where you get actually 4 special classes with me during the reset. So if you are someone who is all in, really wants to figure your stuff out, or figure out next steps, get more clarity on some of the content, then make sure that you sign up for that VIP All Access Pass. Lizette will post the link here. Many of you have it. So over 200 of you have purchased the VIP All Access Pass, which also gives you lifetime access. But don't rely on lifetime access to participate in the program, because it's the ladies who show up now and take action who see the most results, because that's how you have to do it. So the lifetime access can actually be something in your back pocket for later if you want to kind of rewatch and have that for your health library. So that closes tomorrow. I believe it closes tomorrow. Our first class is at 2 p.m. Pacific after the live tomorrow. So it'll close right when we begin our very first special class together. And we meet on Zoom. So you'll get the Zoom link for the VIP All Access classes. You'll get the dates. In fact, can we go over the dates right now, Rebecca? I think the first one is tomorrow at 2 p.m. Pacific. The second one is, what day is the second class? Do you have that?
Yes, it's the 24th.
Okay, the 24th at 2 p.m.?
Yes. I'm converting time zones in my head. Yes.
Okay. So, and the 24th is on a Thursday?
It's on a Friday.
Friday. Okay, so tomorrow is the first one. Friday is the second one. The next one is, I think, next Wednesday, which is the 29th mm-hmm. at 2 p.m. Pacific. And the final one is the last day. Right on October 4th, I keep saying 10-4, good buddy, on October 4th at 2 p.m. Pacific. So those are the VIP all access calls. And that's for women who are like, you're really serious. Like you really want to get this figured out for yourself. So make sure that you mark down those times and we will get you on the Zoom link. So check your email. And if you're not getting your emails, email our team at resetsupport@naturalhormonesolution.com. So Lizette will post that email link if you need help with anything. All right. And then everything is at the top under guides. So there is something called guides. And is it right next to announcements? Yeah. So guides is a little a choice right up by announcements at the top of our Facebook page. And you just click there, and we have really beautifully categorized every single day. So the very first thing to do is to do guide. Is it 0 or 1?
1, guide 1, getting
do
started.
Guide 1, yeah, with the welcome video, it's the getting started guide. So with the welcome video and my health story, it's really important to hear these things because it really sets the whole parameter for what we're doing in these next 15 days. So cool. And there are workbooks. So every single day now of the reset, except for the weekends, we will have a workbook for you. So that will be available the morning of each day. Just download that, print it out. They might be fillable now. I think they are fillable. So you can actually just download them to your computer and fill them in as we go. Okay. Fill them in as we go. And you can also, a really great way to stay connected to the reset is to sign up for text messages. We do not spam you. We just remind you of what's going on today. So you can text hormone reset, all lowercase, hormone reset to 474747. I remember that because it's the same, right? So we have a lot of ladies who have signed up for that. It's just an extra perk that we're giving you because we don't want you to miss even a minute. So 474747, text hormone reset. Okay. And that will add you to our text list, and then you'll get daily reminders. I think we just send out one at the very most two texts a day. And then there are action posts. So we actually have prizes, really cool, amazing, awesome prizes. We call it the Hormone Goddess Contest for women who actually show up. Right? So when you love up on three other ladies, you post your action steps for the day or an action photo. We're just asking you to take a photo or post a photo of some sort, just an image, right? Of what action you're going to take, right? From the day's episode. And when you show up like that, we actually will enter you in to win one of the three incredible prizes for the Hormone Goddess Contest. So let's talk about that. Rebecca, will you come on with me and let's talk about the Hormone Goddess Contest for a minute.
Certainly. Yeah.
So you have to post a photo daily on the action sticker in the group. So right after our episode today, we're going to post an action sticker, and it's going to be all about mind. So something that you learned today, just post a photo on there, right? Yep.
Yep. And each day, the directions will be very clear on the post because we want it to be clear for you, and they will tell you exactly what to do, and you'll just post it right there. Every day will be different.
Yeah, every day is different. There's one guided practice each day. So just post your sticker there. This is part of the fun. We're having fun. This is so much fun. Okay. And then we give an example, like, yeah. We'll give you an example of what to post. And then I'm going to share the prizes with you. So when you really show up for this reset, you'll be entered to win some incredible prizes. So first place we give away some really good things. Wins the 14-day hormone reset detox self-paced program worth $497. Crazy, right? Which is like an incredible program. And by the way, was named well before this program. I've been doing the 14-day hormone reset detox for like 15 years. Plus you get a system upgrade to the Natural Hormone Solution program. So we upgrade you to the Plus membership, which includes fish oil, my favorite. Like, fish oil is amazing for hormone balance. And then you get one of my protein powders, either the Power Paleo or the Vegan Vanilla. And you also get, we give you lifetime access to this program. And then we also give you 3 months of Fiber Plus. So you get, so if you buy the basic program, we'll upgrade you to the Plus program, and we'll also give you the fiber with it. So pretty amazing, incredible. And then you get the beautiful Emerson Apothecary, all the kids skincare kit. So Emerson Apothecary is our incredible sponsor. It's beautiful skincare, Robin approved. That was created by our very own Lindsay Chandler, who, if you don't know her yet, you will by the end of this. And so you're going to get all the kids, which is the beautiful cleanser, moisturizer, toner kit. It's beautiful. And I'll show it to you in just a little bit. So that's first place for the Hormone Goddess Contest, just for showing up. That's it. Second place wins, Also wins the 14-day hormone reset detox worth $497. One of my protein powders also gets the lifetime access to this program, also gets the 3 months of fiber, which is like amazing for hormone balance, and plus gets the beautiful All the Kids Emerson Apothecary Skincare Kit. And third place through fifth place gets a $100 coupon towards the program of your choice, the Natural Hormone Solution Program, the Detox Program, the Pregnancy Plus System, any of our programs. And then $100 coupon. And then sixth place through 10th place gets the protein powder of your choice, vegan or paleo, plus shake recipes. So it's really, really beautiful. Oh my gosh. There's a lot of competition because many women play full out. And we want you to get to the end of the 15 days and really see some results. And if you play full out, you will absolutely see results, maybe for the first time in your life. Like women who said that they've been, you know, haven't been able to lose weight like for years, all of a sudden start releasing weight. So this is really a metabolic program that is going to help your metabolism get so much healthier. Okay, so much healthier. All right, so that's the Hormone Goddess Contest. Play full out, sisters. Yeah, and if you have any questions, post them on the question stickers. Go to the guides. That's where all the information is for every single day. You can't possibly get lost. We are here for you.
And if you're the type of person who would like to see it written down, there will be a post with all the Hormone Goddess Contest rules and prizes as well. So it will be there for you.
Yeah. And I'm just seeing some of the thread, like Jill Cipriano. Oh my gosh. She was amazing. She came into our sisterhood Facebook group a few weeks ago and shared her story. Incredible results from the 15-day hormone reset. Kimberly Kisner Taylor. Holy cow. Like a total rock star with her health, and also such a huge support for all the ladies just starting out. And she's an amazing healthcare practitioner in her own right. Oh my gosh, Laura Arendt, I know, is in here, and she's done this a couple of times. Carol Gatos, oh my gosh, one of my most beautiful clients, just like is an incredible support for this program. Tammy Zimmerman, like the list is so long, and all of our cheerleaders, you're going to get to know them. Christy Lambert, Chelsea Marie, Christy Dorf, Shema U Wally, is that right, Wally? Mm-hmm. And Kimberly Sherman, and who else, Rebecca? And Kimberly Taylor, yes. So they're all here to support you and make sure you feel held and loved and supported. So please give them some love back, because they are doing this just because they love this. Just because they love this and want to see you succeed. All right, so I'm going to share my screen right now. And I've got a lot going on my screen. So let me see if I can find what I'm going to share. And we're going to do the training for today. So this is all about mind. This is all about mind, okay? So we can go ahead and, we'll just leave it like this. All right, so maybe let's stop our videos. Yeah, we'll do that. All right, so day one is mind. The opinions expressed in this program are for educational and informational purposes only and are not intended as a diagnosis, treatment, or as a substitute for professional medical advice. Please consult your physician or other healthcare professional for your specific healthcare and/or medical needs or concerns. So today, you are embarking on a life-changing adventure that has the potential to completely alter the trajectory of your enjoyment of life. Really powerful. So this is me. I'm laying in this beautiful pool. It's actually a little river that runs up in Santiago in near San Jose del Cabo, Mexico. And there are these little tiny fish that kind of nibble on your feet as you're laying there. It's absolute paradise, so gorgeous. And I just want you to know, like, don't take this program lightly. Like, this is so powerful, you won't even know it till it's over, but you are going to use some of these practices, hopefully all of them, for the rest of your life. So you want to start at the beginning. You want to watch the welcome video. You want to watch my health story video. You want to take the complete hormone assessment right now, if you haven't already, and post your score or scores from each section on the sticker that says post your score here. And that's because we want to see what improves over these next 15 days. So what we measure improves. So let's do it. Let's measure. So, and then post your three goals for the program on the welcome sticker. So you will find that in guide one. So just go to guide one. Everything's there. If you're brand new to this group, yesterday or today, let's make sure that you get all these things done. Let's start at the beginning. So you've been brought here. I'd love you to put like your hands over your heart right now and just feel into this. You've been brought here to this moment, right here, right now, to reset and to recalibrate. There's a legacy of enormous suffering that has allowed this incredible wisdom within you. But I want you to know that you will get better and you will heal. Oh, let's just breathe into that for a moment. That's big. That's big. And I want you to hold on to my belief, to Rebecca's belief, to all the cheerleaders' beliefs that it can happen for you, because you might not believe it right now. So just hold on to my belief, because I know that you can feel so much better. Deep breath into that and let it out. So we're going from feeling hopeless to hopeful, powerless to powerful. Yes, we're taking charge of our health right here, right now, from fearful to fearless, from unhealthy to healthy. Okay, we're going to let go of everything that's not serving us, and we are going to focus on what we want for ourselves, those three health goals, those three health goals. So it's kind of cool. So we're kind of looking at elemental success. So in the north is the earth, and that structure, that's this program, that's the steps, right? I'm giving you the steps to feeling so much better. In the east is air. That's our vision. So we've got to make sure that our vision is really clear for what we want for ourselves. Because when our vision is clear, we know where we're going and we get more of what we focus on. What we focus on grows. What we focus on grows. So let's focus on what we want for ourselves. Okay, promise? Yes, thumbs up. In the south is fire or action. So we need to take action to see results. We need to take action to see results. In the west is water, right? That's our resources. So we're actually learning about all the resources in this program that our bodies need to feel so much better, because it's when we have a lack of resources that our metabolism becomes broken, okay? So we're going to approach this journey, our bodies, as the objective scientists. We're going to look from above, and instead of feeling blame and shame and guilt and embarrassment, we're actually going to look at things way differently. We're going to look at things in a way that says, we're the scientist. There's something that's not right with our bodies. What do we need to right the ship? What do we need to feel better? So we're no longer going to take any credit. Any credit for what's gone wrong. We're going to take no credit for that. So you can just release all of it, because I felt so much blame and shame and guilt and embarrassment. And there was no need. It wasn't my fault. I didn't know that I had control over some of these things, but now I do. So we are going to take responsibility now, because we're here. We're here right now. Yes. Yes. So we're the objective scientists trying to figure out what our bodies need to heal and feel so much better. That's it. So, so awareness is key. So your brain is like a detective. It's always looking for evidence to confirm its perspective. So if you feel like you lack something or are not enough or are the health problem, right? So I have fill in the blank. I have arthritis. I have hot flashes. I have PCOS. I have menopause. I have fibroids, right? Whatever you say that you have, right? Your mind is going to go on a hunt to prove you right. Right? So that focus is going to bring that more and more and more into your awareness. So what I want to say is just having an awareness that this is what's happening will break that cycle. It'll stop the cycle. So that's why the most powerful question you can ask yourself is, what evidence is my brain currently looking for? And why is it looking for that evidence? Why is it looking for that evidence? So I'm going to stop the share for just a moment. And I want to just share a quick story with you. So my husband, who from this day forward, I will call my hot, sexy lover. And maybe you have a hot, sexy lover. He and I were going to my favorite store. It was formerly called Orchard Supply Hardware, but now it's called Outdoor Supply Hardware. And they have the exact same stuff in there, you know, plants and stuff for the garden and, you know, things to fix things. I don't know why I love it, but I can always find something that I like in there. So we went in kind of weird hours, and I was sure that the store was closed. So as we're getting out of our car, I said to my hot, sexy lover, I said, you know, I think the store is closed. And we're walking by the door to the store and it's not opening like it normally does. My mind is looking for evidence that the store is closed. So I'm walking by this door and I'm like, see, the store is closed. And my honey says, no, it's not. It's open. Why would they have all these barbecues out here if the store were closed? And I said, well, the door is not opening. And he said, that's the wrong door. That's the exit door. And I said, oh. So we walked a little further ahead and there was the entrance and the doors opened. So the point I'm making here is my brain was looking for evidence that the store was closed because I had the belief that the store was closed. So what I want you to really, really focus on from this day forward is not your health problems, okay? No health problems. We're going to focus on what we want to have happen. How great you're feeling today. All the things that you're grateful for today, the fact that you're here is like incredible, surrounded by these amazing women. Like if you joined this program, I just want you to acknowledge yourself right now. You are friggin' amazing, powerful, unbelievably gorgeous inside and out. Like we don't have wimps join this program. We have women who are really wanting to show up for themselves, who have bigger things to do on this planet, who are sick and tired of being sick and tired and want to grab the bull by the horns and do really amazing things. That's you, because you're here, right? So let's look for evidence that things are improving, that things are going in the direction that we want them to go, okay? Yeah, awesome. All right, I'm going to share my screen again because that is like a hugely important concept, hugely important. All right, so we have 15 different topics over really 11 days now, because we've had to combine a couple of them because we're giving you the weekends to catch up. So So we're going to do no particular order. I'm not giving the order away. So we're doing sleep, mind, digestion, vitamins, AM routine, food and nourish, cravings, pleasure, calm, soothe and restore, movement, hormone elixirs, PM routine, relationships, intimacy, next steps. Next steps is kind of it's a review. So our final day is like an incredible day that you are going to absolutely love. I have guests on throughout the program. You're going to love them. And it's really a time to support your body with so many different things that can help you to be balanced with your hormones. So it's really amazing that all these things have an incredible impact on hormone balance. Okay, so dabbling, hell no. So I looked up dabbling in the dictionary and it says take part in dabble is actually where ducks, the first definition is where ducks tip their rear ends up and I think that I don't know what they're doing actually under the water. I don't know if they're, you know, going for food or cleaning themselves or what they're doing, but this is really what dabbling is. But I'm going with a second definition, which is take part in an activity in a casual or superficial way. No, we are not doing that in this program. We are playing full out, showing up, taking small action, whatever that is, so that we can be the gorgeous, amazing women we are meant to be, right? All right, we can do hard things. So not that this program is hard, but you know, if you don't have very much energy, you've been struggling for a while, this could seem hard, you know, just showing up for the live or showing up for the replay. It's like one more thing to do. But that's why I suggested that you clear out your calendar. Because, you know, if you're even just laying on the couch watching this, I'm so proud of you. Like whatever it is that you have to do this, do it. Because it'll just change your life. Change your life. So the complete hormone assessment goes over these six hormones, right? cortisol and insulin. And your thyroid hormones, it is your thyroid hormones, but it is the health of your thyroid gland, really. And the whole like symphony that helps your thyroid function better to produce the T4, the T1, the T2, the T3, the T4, right? Your thyroid produces a lot of hormones, progesterone, estrogen, testosterone. And what I want you to know is that cortisol and insulin are in all caps for a reason. Those are your major hormones. And it's really important to know that because we're very hyper-focused on our minor hormones, progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone. Sometimes we're hyper-focused on thyroid, but we can't have good mid and minor hormones without balanced cortisol and insulin. And I'm going to share more about this throughout the program. So I'll just stop right there because we have a lot more to cover. So I want you to know that we're focused on cortisol and insulin in this program so that you can make progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone, and so that your thyroid / metabolism functions properly. Okay. So you're a success by showing up, doing the workbook, taking action, showing up again, doing the workbook, taking action, right? So that's when you know that you're a success. So I want to show you the workbook for today. Hopefully you've downloaded it. So it's the guided practice number one. And when you open it up, there's a little quote at the top that helps us on our way. And then we're going to get to filling out these different parts of the workbook. All right. So make sure that you have your workbook because that's a big part of this. So I want to bust some myths, right? I want to bust some myths because I don't want you to believe these anymore because they're wrong. The test results tell the whole story. I can't tell you how many times I've seen women post their, you know, estrogen numbers or their progesterone numbers or their LH or their FSH or their DHEA or their testosterone and say, look, right, I'm broken. How do I fix this? Don't worry about those numbers, right? We need to focus on cortisol and insulin if we want those hormones to get more balanced, because if one hormone is out of balance, they are all out of balance, okay? The second one is you can't, oh wait, I want to go back. Test results tell the whole story. How you feel is way more important than lab test results. Okay, I want you to know that inside and out. So doctors have this saying, treat the patient, not the test results. Only oftentimes they don't have enough time to do that. So I want you to know that how you feel is way more important. That's why we did the complete hormone assessment, because each question is a symptom. Each question is a symptom. And I think that Laura Solomon, who I interviewed last week, I think she started out like at a 77. And after the reset, she got down to like a 33 or so. I don't remember exactly what it was. And Laura, if you're on with us, maybe you could post. But in just 15 days, she improved 47, or I don't even know how many, something like that, symptoms. Like that many improved, almost 50 symptoms improved in 15 days. Crazy, right? So that's how powerful it is when you show up and take action. Just one small little change each day for 15 days equals big results, okay? So the next one is you can't improve your health or reach any of your health goals. Just live with it, right? How many times have we been told you're fine? There's nothing you can do or nothing I can do for you. Come back in a year, right? Wrong. You can reach all of your health goals. You can totally heal. You can feel well, pretty much no matter what your health challenge. Menopause makes us fat, tired, dry, and sweaty, right? It's the seven dwarves of menopause. Then we can add in grumpy, irritable, and depressed, I guess, would get us there. It's just the way it is. That's wrong. So many women post-menopause feel fabulous, right? So I want that for you if that's where you are. If you're low in a hormone, you have to be put on hormone replacement therapy. No, you don't. To feel well. It just depends, right? Some of us could benefit from that, but many of us are just fine without it. So that is not the total answer. If you can't lose weight, you're not trying hard enough. That's what I thought for years, right? For decades, I thought it was my fault. I thought it was lack of willpower, right? I thought it was all on me, but turns out it wasn't. I was just not doing it right. I didn't know that you had to get healthy to lose weight. You cannot lose weight to get healthy. You have to get healthy to lose weight. Ah, breathe that in. Losing weight is just a beautiful side effect of getting healthy. The weight just starts to come off naturally. You did something to cause this, right? You didn't know that you had control over this. So it wasn't your fault, right? But now you're taking charge and it is our responsibility to figure it out. If you just lose weight, all of your symptoms will improve. That's totally false. I had a woman come up to me after I did a live talk years ago. And she said, you know, she said, I totally get that now. She said, I did Weight Watchers for years. She said, I became a coach. And she said, once I lost all the weight, she said, I still felt terrible. She said, most of my symptoms did not improve. So she said, now what do I do? And I said, I'll show you, right? You can never feel balanced again if you've had a hysterectomy. Totally not true. You absolutely can feel balanced again. Having a body part removed will resolve your health challenges. No, because you're not addressing why you had to have that body part removed in the first place. So you might feel better initially, but you're still going to have symptoms of poor health. So you have to figure out why that body part was malfunctioning so that you can fix that. If I'm thin, I must be healthy. Totally not true. I am not reaching my health goals because I'm not working out enough, right? That was me. I underate and overexercised. And I can tell you so many women in my communities have finally figured out that they're overdoing it for their hormone balance. So we're going to do, we have a day on movement. So I'm going to show you the hormonal impact of different types of exercise and why the exercise that you're doing could be keeping you totally stuck in hormone hell. Counting calories is the best way to lose weight. Hell no. Where your calories come from is more important. I just don't need much sleep. That is a true falsehood when it comes to hormone balance or feeling well. Okay, so we're going to let go of all of those. So whether you've experienced symptoms of PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome, whether you've experienced symptoms of perimenopause or postmenopause, you can totally heal. Okay. So hypothyroid, hysterectomy, fatigue, weight gain, all the way to hair loss, no libido, hirsutism, gas, bloating, IBS, so digestive issues, fatigue, brain fog, you can heal it all. Okay. So if one hormone is out of balance, they're all out of balance. So I want you to keep this in mind. So we're really working on those two big hormones, insulin and cortisol. So functional medicine is all about root cause based healthcare for optimal health. So we're not managing disease in this program. I could care less about helping you feel, what I want to say, feel better as you're going through a hot flash or, you know, trying to manage your hot flashes or manage your hair loss or, you know, whatever it is you're experiencing. I could care less about that. I want it to completely go away. I want it to completely heal. And in order to do that, we need to figure out what your root causes are. So this program really helps you to start taking a look at some of them. So you want to honor your body by discovering the root causes so you can heal. So this program is a great start on that. So now you're going to do a little work. You're going to pull out your workbook, your beautiful workbook, and you're going to put down your top three health goals. Your top three health goals. I know that you probably already posted them here, but do things that are worded in a way that really supports you. So if you're looking, I'm going to stop my screen share for just a second. If you're looking, if you're looking to lose weight, then you might say something like, I want to have a healthy body composition. That would be a better way to say it. If you want to, if you don't want to be tired anymore, right? You would say something like vibrant energy is a health goal, vibrant energy. If you're sick and tired of irritability and depression and anxiety and being grumpy like me, like I was, then you would say balanced, happy moods, right? That would be a health goal. If you have joint pain, right? And you want that to completely go away, then you want to say something like a pain-free body, a pain-free body. If you had headaches, a pain-free body, right, would be great. If you have brain fog, then you want to ask for mental clarity, right? I want mental clarity, sharp, quick brain. Healthy metabolism, right? If you feel like you have a sluggish thyroid, then you want to ask for a healthy metabolism. We want to ask for things in a way that we can receive them, right? If you put a negative in there, like, I don't want to have pain anymore, that's really hard to visualize. That's really hard to focus on because our brain can't wrap our head around a don't or a no, like it doesn't really mean anything. So instead, it has to be framed in a positive way, right? Pain-free, healthy body composition. You could say confident, right? If you're not feeling confident, confident. vibrant, sexy, you know, those your brain can say yes. Okay, so those are your health goals. We're dreaming a little bit here. We're visioning what we want for ourselves. All right, so change is a process. It's not an event. It's over time, not overnight. So we're throwing out the window this you know, magic pill or this special diet or whatever it is you've been trying. And instead, we're going to give ourselves permission to let this happen over time. That if we don't do everything today, we're still going to be successful. Yes? And we're going to make these small changes, just like a seed to a flower, just like a caterpillar to a butterfly, just like a small little acorn to a mighty oak tree, right? We're going to make small changes over time that equal really big results. So what is hormone balance? You might not even know what it feels like to be hormonally balanced, because I know for decades I didn't know. But this is when you're making the right amount of hormones. You feel energetic, motivated, confident, peaceful, balanced, all of these things. So you wake up feeling refreshed and ready for the day. You have upbeat moods most of the time. You feel more motivated. You have healthy libido, desire. You have good energy throughout the day. You're sleepy at night about 2 to 3 hours after the sun goes down. It's easy for you to fall asleep and stay asleep. You have a healthy body composition, so you feel good in your own skin. You're pain-free. You have a full, beautiful head of hair. You have a feeling of strength and confidence, and you start dreaming. Like, you start wanting to do things that are on your bucket list, right? Or that you always thought that you would do, but your health kind of got you stuck. So that's what hormone balance feels like. So hormones, when they're balanced, give us beautiful skin, vibrant energy, mental clarity, digestion, good hearty digestion, a regular pain-free menstrual cycle, happier moods, right? The perfect right weight, beautiful hair, beautiful vaginal health, all of that. Because we're in hormone harmony, right? Our hormones are in harmony. So the main players of our hormones are insulin, cortisol, and adrenaline. But we're not really going to talk much about adrenaline during this program, but cortisol and adrenaline are actually hormones that your adrenal glands produce. So our adrenal glands are these little walnut-sized glands that sit on top of our kidneys, right? Adrenal, renal for kidneys. And they produce so many hormones, they regulate so many things, that this program is really focused on getting your adrenals happier so that you feel more balanced. Because when we produce a lot of cortisol over time, we're all stressed out, right? And we don't make any of our minor hormones, progesterone, estrogen, or testosterone, or it pushes pathways that make our hair fall out, that cause hirsutism, that causes acne, right? It causes things that we don't want. So what's really important to know here, and I'm going to share this right now, is that insulin and cortisol work together. So cortisol is our fight or flight hormone. It's our daytime hormone. We need it to have good energy, but we want it to be in this beautiful circadian rhythm pattern, because when it is, it sets our night up for success. So cortisol is our daytime hormone and melatonin is our nighttime hormone. And when cortisol is elevated chronically because we're always stressed out, then insulin is chronically elevated. And insulin is what I call a lock and key hormone. So insulin is the key that unlocks our cells to get sugar from our bloodstream to burn for fuel. And one of the problems is that we become insulin resistant when there's too much stress in our bodies. Yeah. And that means that we're going to store fat and we're going to be tired. So we're going to start packing fat around our middle and we're going to be more tired. And I think that H on the complete hormone assessment might be insulin resistance. And with my private clients, what I do is, you know, we do a lot of testing, and you can take your fasting insulin and your fasting blood sugar score and come up with your HOMA IR score, which is your level of insulin resistance. And it's pretty cool. But when you're chronically stressed out, so you're chronically stressed for whatever reason, you've got too much on your plate, you're not eating right, you're not taking good care of yourself, then insulin is going to work with cortisol, because when you're running from the tiger, right, you have to have insulin to get that sugar from your bloodstream into your cells to survive, right? So what that means is you're not going to be horny, or you're not going to want sex, or you're not going to be making babies, because you would die. Right? There's a tiger out there waiting to get you. You're not going to be sleeping well, because you would die, right? A tiger is going to come get you if you're sleeping. So that's what stress does, right? So if we're stressed out physiologically, our body thinks that we're trying to stay alive, that we're not safe, right? And it could be that you just lost your car keys, or that you're sitting in traffic, or that your schedule is just too busy all the time, right? You don't have time to take care of yourself. And that was me. I was running from one thing to the next constantly. Can you relate to that? Yeah. And it just wore me right out. So we're going to stop doing that. Stop doing that. Put your feet up. Right? So cortisol and insulin work together. So once we get cortisol more balanced, then we can get insulin more balanced. Okay. And that's really, really, really important. And then our thyroid can function better, right? Because most of the time with hypothyroidism, there's nothing wrong with our thyroid. It's just that our insulin and cortisol are messed up. And so you're going to have a sluggish thyroid if that's the case. Okay. So, So many of you said, oh my gosh, I'm experiencing high cortisol and low cortisol in the very same day. And that's how it can go, right? Your cortisol can be high and then too low, because we're not taking care of ourselves for hormone balance. So yes, in the same day, you can experience high hormones and low hormones in the exact same day. Yes. So here are the top 10 reasons that your hormones could be out of balance. And I call them the top 10 hormone deal breakers, right? They're messing with our hormones. The first one is poor diet. So not eating the right combinations of foods, not eating at the right times for hormonal balance. All of that can cause your hormones to go completely out of whack. Nutrient deficiencies. Oh my gosh, vitamins, minerals, they're the cofactors that run every reaction in our body is run by nutrients. And if we don't have enough of some, you know, then you're going to be in trouble. Like for iron, right? If you don't have enough iron, your hair might fall out. You might be super tired. Like that's a very, very clear example. If you don't have enough zinc, you know, we have a day on nutrients. You could have very poor immune function. Your skin could be all messed up. You might not be making progesterone like you could. You might be way too stressed and not making your stomach acid. Like zinc is important for so many different things. Poor or not enough restorative sleep. That is a huge hormone deal breaker. Toxins. Oh my gosh. Toxins are like one of those really non-sexy topics that really has a big impact on our hormonal health. Because something like BPA from plastic bottles can make us insulin resistant and cause diabetes. Who would have figured? Right? I interviewed Dr. Joseph Pizzorno a number of years ago, I think back in 2018. And he has a great book on this. And he said, you know, diabetes is more from toxins now than from eating too much sugar. Crazy. Number five, the wrong type and duration of exercise for you, for where your body is right now. That's a hormone deal breaker. Chronic infections like these, you know, bacterial or low-grade viral infections that we have going on that we don't even know, definite hormone deal breaker. Poor adrenal or thyroid function. Yes, hormone deal breakers. Compromised liver function. Many of us have fatty liver. You know, until we get our livers really healthy and functioning well, we cannot feel well. It's really amazing. Poor digestion. Insulin resistance, right? So these things are really big hormone deal breakers. And, you know, many of us have probably been taking antacids for years. Antacids, proton pump inhibitors, H2 blockers. And if that's the case, you will never feel well. And I'll go more into that later. So here's kind of how it works. The adrenal gland actually uses the mother of all of our steroid hormones, cholesterol, to make pregnenolone. And pregnenolone can go to make DHEA, which is really a wonderful stress-blocking hormone. It also is great for aging well, great for, especially post-menopause, it's really great because it can help prevent dementia, Alzheimer's. DHEA can go to make estrogen and testosterone. And then this all happens in our adrenal glands, not our ovaries, okay? And then pregnenolone can also go to make progesterone. And then progesterone, if we're always stressed out, can go to make cortisol. So there's something called the pregnenolone steal, where if we're always stressed out, we'll just make cortisol all the time. We won't even make progesterone. So then we can't feel calm and in our bodies, and we won't sleep well. We'll feel anxious. We won't have beautiful hair or skin because we don't have enough progesterone. And we're also potentially not making enough estrogen, so because we're just busy making cortisol all the time. So it's really important that we get a handle on stress. And so this program helps you to do just that. So here are two ways to fuel change. One is your big why. And the second way is righteous anger. So I actually used both, right? When I decided that I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. So your big why is, why are you so motivated right now to make powerful change? What can't you do right now in your life that you really want to do? So maybe it's, you know, start a business. Maybe you want to go on some crazy, amazing trip where you just don't have the energy. Maybe you want to be able to play with your grandkids. Maybe you want to be able to have kids, right? Like, what's your big why that you can't do right now with the way you're feeling? Okay, I want you to, your big why is actually, there is no place for that on your workbook. So I want you to put that in the notes, okay? In the notes, what's your big why? And we're also going to give you the opportunity to do laser coaching or spotlight coaching with me on Friday. So we have two fabulous Fridays, one this week, one next week. And we're going to give you the opportunity to come on live with me and do laser coaching. We need to know what your big why is. So look for that sticker for spotlight coaching and post your big why. Why are you so motivated right now to make some powerful change in your health? And the second one is righteous anger. And that means that you get mad about it. You get mad about feeling the way that you're feeling, right? You're sick and tired of it, sister. I'm going to tell you right now. And you've been accepting less than optimal health for way too long. That was the case for me. That's the case for almost every woman I come into contact with. We've waited too long. And so I want you to get mad about it because it fuels change. When we get mad for a really good reason, then you're more apt to take action. And I really want you to take action. Okay. Yeah, let's do this. All right. So here's the thyroid adrenal connection. When you are stressed out, when cortisol is high, guess what happens to your thyroid? It slows down And we don't want that because then our metabolism slows down. Everything slows down. So just know if you are stressed out all the time, then your thyroid is going to be sluggish. Okay. Your entire metabolism is going to be sluggish. Here are some reasons for low progesterone. Aging. So aging, with aging, progesterone production drops. Poor nutrient status will cause low progesterone levels. Stress is the most common cause, right? It raises cortisol, which then means that we produce less progesterone. If you're not ovulating, you know, for sure. So postmenopause, you're going to make less progesterone. But many women in their 20s are not ovulating because they don't have healthy menstrual cycles. And poor thyroid function, right? You will have low progesterone. It takes more than hormones to balance your hormones. Yes, it takes all these things that I share in the 15-day hormone reset. In fact, you have to do them to get balanced. It doesn't matter if you take exogenous hormones or not, you still have to get your body in balance or you just won't feel well. So the body feeds on your words. Where those words are life-giving, they are health-producing. So this is a really big topic, but every single cell in your body registers emotion. So during these 15 days, every single day, I want you to tell yourself your three health goals. The things, so you have an I am statement here that you're going to do. And your I am statement is using your three words. So choose your three words that you want for this program. Just over these 15 days. How do you want to show up for this program? So you could say love, like I'll give you some examples. Love, joy, I want to show up in joy. I want to show up in trust. I'm trusting the process. Like trust is a really, really good word right now for you. Trust and love, because you want to show up in a place of love for yourself, for others, but you also want to really trust the process. And what's a third word that would really support you right now? What is a third word? Joy, love, confidence, patience might be a good word for you. All in. We could say that's a word, all dash in, all in. A couple years ago, my word was sexy badass because I needed to feel more confidence. So you could cheat like that. Sexy badass was one word. So how do you want to feel for these next 15 days? Write that down in your workbook. And then I want you to make an I am statement out of that. So I am, it's just one sentence. I am trusting. I am loving, trusting, and joyful, or I'm loving, trusting, and patience over these next 15 days, right? I am loving, trusting, and patient over these next 15 days. Yep, so write your I am statement. And then I want you to sign where it says, I can do anything for 15 days. Yes, you can, and sign right there. And then where it says for these 15 days, I am saying no to, I want you to clear out your calendar. What do you say no to give yourself space to do this program? I can't tell you how many things I said no to recently to be here to support you. So one of my best friends invited me to go to my high school class reunion this past weekend. And I just said, no. And she was really pressuring me. And I said, no, not going. Yep, I'm going to be right here and present for the 15-day hormone reset. And then you and I can get together later, right? So what do you say no to? It might be a long list. It might be a short list, but make space for this program and yourself, okay? So here are the three keys that I'm teaching you in this program, the three keys to hormone balance and to healing. Key number one is food. So the food you eat is probably the most powerful thing you can do. And I know that many of you have said that you know what to eat, but I encourage you to be open and to trust the process. What I've heard from past participants is that they knew some of this stuff, but they didn't have all the pieces. They didn't know the why. And so sometimes they did it and sometimes they didn't. But now that they know the why, like they're all in and they do it and they feel so much better. Key number two is lifestyle. So the lifestyle aspects of our lives that we learned from the people who raised us is what has caused most of our health conditions to this day, right? So it's called epigenetics, and it's actually those external factors that we learn from the people who raised us, maybe our parents, maybe our grandparents, maybe our step-parents, whoever, right? Things like what time to go to bed, what bedtime looks like, what sleep looks like, what relationships look like, what food looks like, what mealtime looks like, how we're supposed to exercise, right? All those things that I learned from my parents, right, are what caused my health problems along with my choices, right? So we want to shift that. And that just takes time. And then key number three is nutrients, right? Replacing those missing nutrients is going to help you to heal. Yeah. So I want to share a case study with you. Beautiful Jordan Hart, incredible woman. She's a chiropractor and like she's a friggin' rock star. And she, I think, I can't remember which reset she participated in. I want to say the reset last September and a year ago. And before the reset, she was super tired, terrible sugar cravings, constant sabotaging behavior, a lot of inflammation in her body. She wasn't sleeping well. She'd gained a lot of weight, poor memory, hair loss, pre-diabetic, a lot of things going on for her. And after the reset, so this was after the reset and she kept it going, right? So this was a few months after, it wasn't just 15 days, but it was a few months after she had released 30 pounds. Look how sexy she is. Stronger, thicker hair, more energy, better sleep, a lot of blood work improvements. And she was so proud that she had cut her thyroid meds by 75%, right? Because her body was just metabolically so much happier. And this can happen for you too. That's why I share this. So don't, yeah, trust the process. So you want to show up, do the workbook, take action, and love up on three women today, right? Love up on three women today and post your action step for the day on the action sticker and post your big why. For spotlight coaching, because I would love to coach you on one of our fabulous Fridays. So we have a beautiful sponsor, and it's Emerson Apothecary. And this is a beautiful skincare line that Lindsay Chandler created. She's going to share more about all of the different elements of her skincare line during this program. But we are actually giving away one of these things every single day. So she has a beautiful cleanser, a moisturizer, a toner. She has three really darling lip balms that I love. And she also has an anti-aging serum. So every single day of the reset, we are going to give away one of these beautiful skincare items from Emerson Apothecary. And it's just because you showed up and you took action. So we're going to reward you by really showing up in this reset for all 15 days. So tomorrow we're going to announce the very first winner of one of these gifts, and I'll share with you what you're getting, who's getting it, and all about it. So we're just grateful for you, Lindsay. Thank you so much. And I want to remind you that change is a process. So there's no overwhelm happening here. There's just picking one small thing to take action on and doing it. So today, right, You're going to say no to a few things so that you can clear out your calendar. So what is it? You also could take a picture of your health goals. You could take a picture. Remember, it's a photo. You're posting a photo on the action sticker. You could post a photo of your three words or your I am statement. Something like that would be absolutely wonderful. Then we're going to raise our hands up as if we're victorious right now. Yes, because we are. We're amazing right now. Ah, so great. All right, so we have actually, we're going to share winners, the Bring a Friend contest winners. And Rebecca, is there anything else that that we forgot to share?
Oh, I think you're getting it all on your list. You've gone through it all. It's incredible. The winners are the biggest thing. Each day we'll have winners. And today our winners are from the Bring a Friend contest.
Yes. And so so let's announce the winners. And then I would just want to share one little thing before we go. And we always do a health and law of attraction card at the end of every episode because they're so amazing. So always stay till the very end. Okay, so the winners are, drum roll, please. Let's do a drum roll. Rebecca, third place, Bring a Friend, is
Helen McMillan. Congratulations.
Yay, Helen. Oh my gosh, we're so excited. So you will receive a $100 coupon to the Natural Hormone Solutions store where you can get the beautiful NHS program that is incredible. You can get the Fiber Plus, the Multi Plus, one of the protein powders to start your shakes because we're going to start doing that tomorrow. You could get the Omega Plus, like we have a lot of cool things in there. So we're going to get you your $100 coupon. Big kisses for Helen.
Mwah. And Helen also gets Emerson Apothecary.
She gets the all the kids. So yes, you get the cleanser. Yeah, you get the big one. You get the cleanser, the moisturizer, and the toner. Oh, okay. Who's second place?
Second place is Laura Kimball. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Laura. You get a $250 coupon. Amazing. All right. Big kisses for Laura. And all right, drum roll for our number one Bring a Friend contest winner.
Robin Graber.
Oh my goodness.
Congratulations, Robin. You won by a bit.
Yeah.
You're a rock star. Thank you for sharing the message, the love, the life change.
Yeah, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, really grateful for you. And I want to say that she is a holistic veterinarian. Is that right?
I can't confirm that.
We'll have to have her post. Did we get that right? Anyway, you are a holistic something, and we're so grateful for you. So grateful. We're so grateful for all of you. So big kisses for Robin. Mwah. It's really, you know, when we bring our friends is when we can really, you know, make a difference in the world, because that's what this program is about. It's really making a difference. Okay, so what I want to share with you before I read our card for the day, our final thing, day one is really big, is we're going to have fun. And, you know, Rebecca and I got totally dressed up for you today. And when we get dressed up, right, when we wear some big, beautiful earrings and a beautiful necklace and we do our hair and we do our makeup, we show up for ourselves. And it makes a big difference in how you feel during the day. So I encourage you to show up for yourself every single day. Sometimes the women just post a picture of themselves in our group and I love seeing them. And what, you know, whatever makes you feel good, let's do it, right? Jewelry helps us get into our bodies. We're going to have big ring day. There's a big ring day coming up. There is a unicorn headband day. So order your, or make a unicorn headband. I don't know what I use this for, but something. Oh, Fabulous Friday. Fabulous Friday. Get yourself a little tiara. We have fun sunglasses day. You saw me wearing these in the video. Get yourself some fun sunglasses. And there was something else. I think that we need like a big earring day too, because I'm going to be wearing big earrings a lot because they make me feel so friggin' sexy. All right, ladies, it's been amazing being with you. I'm going to read a card and send you on your way to get your action photo posted. All right, I'm going to pick the perfect right card for us today. Ah, this is so perfect. I am learning to catch any misalignment early. I am learning to catch any misalignment early. I really like that. Most people, when they feel a symptom of discomfort or sickness, begin to give their attention to the symptom and usually slide rapidly into more discomfort and misalignment. The key is to catch your misalignment early. In other words, whenever you feel negative emotion, that is your signal to reach for a different thought, to immediately improve your good feeling vibrational balance. There's no condition from which you cannot recover, but it's much easier if you catch it in the early subtle states. Yes. What a yes. Perfect card for today, huh?
Exactly. Oh, right. God. All about the mind.
Yes. The perfect card. So when a negative thought comes in your mind, we can't prevent that, but what we can do is switch it around to the exact opposite, to a positive thought, right? Just switch it around. And we keep saying that positive thought over and over and over until it becomes a reality. All right, ladies, we will see you right here tomorrow. Same time, same place. Let's get this party started. All right. Kisses for you. Mwah. See you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.